Hello again and welcome to our program. We're in the book of John. Today we're in chapter 10. We'll read the first 9 verses here just to get started. Jesus said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door of the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture." Now, when we study any portion of the Word of God, it is extremely important that we look at it in the context in which it is presented. Now, when we're speaking about the context, for instance, in John chapter 10, we're looking at the circumstances that form the setting for this event and the statements that were made so that they can be scripturally understood. For example, concerning context, it says in Acts chapter 2, verse number 17, "And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams." The last days. Now, I thought it was in the scriptures that women were not to be preachers. It says here, in the last days. Now, I think most of us agree we're in the last days. God said, your daughters shall prophesy. What's the problem here? The problem is that we need to look at this portion of Scripture in its context. When he talked about the last days here, Peter was referring to Joel chapter 2 and verse 28, which was referring to the last days of the Old Testament dispensation, which happened 2,000 years ago. And when that happened, you remember, you read in Acts chapter 21, Philip the evangelist had 4 daughters, virgins, which did prophesy. So when we're talking about the last days, we need to look at the context. Are we talking about the last days of the local church age, or are we talking about the last days of the Old Testament economy? Well, back here, we're talking about the last days of the Old Testament section. Now, we use this as an example of taking things out of context and saying, well, yeah, God's going to have women preachers in the church. No, he's not. No, that's not God's will. So, the importance of context. We look at this portion of Scripture, and Jesus said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you." Now, again, we need to ask ourselves who's talking. We know it was the Lord. Who is he talking to? Well, if you look at the last chapter, and these chapters actually go together, he said, "And some of the Pharisees which were with him heard these words, and said unto him, Are we blind also? Jesus said unto them, If ye were blind, ye should have no sin. But now ye say, We see, therefore your sin remaineth." So the context here is found actually in John chapter 9. He has healed the blind man. The Pharisees are all bent out of shape because he did it on the Sabbath day. And so he's talking to them, these hypocrites, those that elsewhere in the scripture he called snakes and vipers. So what's he got to say to these snakes and vipers? He says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep." Now, as you go down through this portion of Scripture, we see here in verse number 1 a reference to the door. We see in verse 2 again the door. In verse 7, the door. And in verse 10, or verse 9 rather, the door. He said, I am the door. He entered in by the door, and then he said he was the door. How do we work through that? Well, we'll look at it as we go down through this chapter. Then we have here in verse number 1 a reference to the sheepfold. Now, he said in verse 16, "And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd." Now he's talking, obviously, here about the fact that the gospel is going to go to the Gentiles, and we're going to go into the local church age. And he said, "I have other sheep which are not of this fold." What fold? Israel, the nation of Israel. And so he is prophesying things that would happen and have happened in the last 2,000 years. Then he makes a reference to thieves and robbers. He said, "The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly." John 10:10. "All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers." But the sheep did not hear them. And the next he makes a reference to the shepherd. He says, "But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep." Now again, this portion of scripture in verse 11, he said, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep." He says, "But he that is a hireling is not the shepherd." He said, "I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine." And he said also, "And other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd." Then he mentions the sheepfold. "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep." So when he's talking about the sheepfold, he's talking about the nation of Israel. He says there's thieves and robbers, so we've got to keep in mind that there's going to be a mixed multitude. And then he talks about the fact that he, that is Jesus, entered in by the door, and what he meant here was he came in, presented himself to the nation of Israel as their Messiah, according to all the Old Testament prophecies, and there's hundreds of them. We could go on for hours about the details referring to the birth and the ministry and the death of Christ. He said, "I came by the door." So the sheepfold here is representing the nation of Israel. There's a lot of thieves and robbers in there, but there's some good people too. Remember those shepherds out there in the field and the night when Jesus was born, and then a couple of people in the temple? Oh, they were going through the motions in the temple. They were doing all the fundamental things they did. There was only two people that really knew what was going on when Jesus was presented in the temple. And everything was according to the Old Testament prophecies. Now, John 10:16, Jesus referred to other sheep I have, which are not of this fold. Them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice. There shall be one fold and one shepherd. He said, "I've got some other sheep." Now he's referring, as we said, to the Gentiles, and we're just looking at an introduction to this today. We'll consider it more in our next programs. Then there's the porter. "To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice." They know his voice. And so the sheep follow him. The sheep follow him. Well, we'll pick it up here in our next program. Be sure and be with us.